RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Welcome to the news line. Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Religions Affairs Ministry to deliberate on the start of Ramadan. Indonesian Minister of Education Anies Baswedan to review the use of gadget in school. Now the news in detail. The Religious Affairs Ministry, along with several Islamic organizations, will hold a meeting to determine the start of the month of Ramadan on Sunday, June 5, 2016. The meeting will be held on Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. Western Indonesian time, at the Ministry of Religious Affairs office on Jalan MH Tamrin in Central Jakarta. Head of Public Relations for the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Rosidin Karidi, said on Saturday, June 4, 2016, that they are inviting all Islamic organizations in Indonesia to participate in the deliberation. Among the organizations that have been invited are Muhammadiyah and Nahdlatul Ulama. Rosidin said that the Religious Affairs Ministry have assembled a team of experts across Indonesia, including Aceh, Lampung, West Java, Central Kalimantan, Bali, Gorontalo, and Maluku that will be tasked to see the Hilal, or the sliver of crescent moon that marks the start of Ramadan. Rosidi continued that the result of this deliberation will be used as the official reference. Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan claimed that he is reviewing the use of gadgets in school activities. According to Anies, a review carried out for an overview gadget needs for learning. The minister said at his office in Jakarta on Saturday, June 4, 2016, that the government does not want to create a policy of only one finding. It needs the right target. Anies recognized that the use of gadget in schools raises the pros and cons. He added that gadget in some cases there are positive and negative sides. According to Anies, the assessment will be done based on the phenomenon that occurs in every school. The minister in the digital literacy seminar reminded that humans currently entering a period of fourth industrial revolution and have a responsibility to anticipate change in the future. Riau Governor Arsyad Juliandi Rahman said that he is committed to make Riau as a center of Malay culture in Southeast Asia. The governor of Riau in Pekanbaru, Arsyad Juliandi Rahman, early Sunday morning said that Riau provincial government continues to seek to achieve the vision and mission of making the Lancang Kuning Earth as the center of Malay culture in Southeast Asia in 2020. Further, he said that vision is explicitly defined in regulation of Riau province number 36/2001. He added that based on the new law, all agencies, institutions and communities in Riau province is obliged to carry out the vision and mission in order to achieve the Riau Malay Cultural Center in Southeast Asia. The governor also remarked that Riau also has cultural tourism destinations, among others Sungai Siak, Kampar, Indragiri, and Rokan. Vice Chairman of the Consultative Assembly, Osman Sabta, wants entrepreneurs to prioritize the domestic economy rather than thinking about the era of ASEAN Economic Community. Osman Sabta said while attending Senior Bonds Association event in Jakarta that entrepreneurs do not have to think about AEC because the population of the ASEAN countries other than Indonesia is only about 60 million, being the total Indonesian population of 250 million. The population is abundant in Indonesia, is a market that is more potent than ASEAN economic community. Therefore, it is better to think of the domestic economy. Osman reminded that during the economic crisis rocked Indonesia some time ago, the entrepreneurs supported the government and strived to restore the economy of Indonesia. Osman remarked that the country needs entrepreneurs. He hoped that entrepreneurs can be a pressure group. Moreover, he continued the relation among of entrepreneurs should above all else and should be stick together with the government. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake which rocked the western coastal area of Sumatra on Thursday destroyed 2,663 houses and 193 classrooms in West Sumatra and Bengkulu provinces, according to the National Disaster Mitigation Agency. Chief of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency Information Center and Public Relations Sutopo Purwo Nugroho said that nearly 114 out of the 2,663 houses were severely damaged, 912 houses were moderately damaged, and 1,909 houses suffered a light damage. He added 18 others suffered injuries in the calamity. He explained that the 18 residents were injured after debris fell on them while they were trying to rush outdoors. Acting chief of the West Sumatra Provincial Disaster Mitigation Board, Zulfianto, said on Friday the 6.5 magnitude earthquake which rocked the province inflicted material losses running into an estimated 15.2 trillion rupees. That was the news line of a Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from Indonesia, which present a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news came from Jakarta. The Ministry of Tourism launched the 6th Tomohon International Flower Festival, themed Enchanting Tomohon, in Jakarta last Sunday. The festival itself will be held from August the 8th to 12th, 2016. Deputy of Domestic Tourism Marketing Esti Reko Astuti said that the festival is one of Tomohon creative promotional activities to increase the number of tourist arrivals in the region of more than 100,000 inhabitants. She said Tomohon International Flower Festival is a forum for the North Sulawesi provincial government and other stakeholders to promote the potential of tourism in the regions. She added that the festival can be a container for community to show creativity and motivating farmers and floral artisans to improve product quality so as to attract tourists to visit Tomohon. The next news came from the city of Banda Aceh, Aceh province. The government of Banda Aceh will develop markets that are run in accordance with Islamic law. Mayor of Banda Aceh, Eliza Saduddin Jamal, in Banda Aceh on Monday said the city government tried to achieve this goal in which transactions and other events go according to Islamic law. Banda Aceh city government efforts to realize the Islamic market, which was commissioned to develop and provide capacity building training to traders. The mayor expects traders to trade in accordance with Islamic law, does not cheat the scales, as well as not taking excessive profits. He said that the Islamic position is an important aspect of economic activity in an effort to bring glory. Music. The latest news comes from the city of Padang West Sumatra. The government of Padang West Sumatra has worked with the provincial government of Baria Phung Tau, Vietnam. The signing of Memorandum of Understanding between the two governments was conducted in Monument of Peace in Padang on Tuesday. Padang Mayor Mahyildi Ansar said this was the first cooperation between the cities in Indonesia with Vietnam provincial governments, including in fisheries, plantation, agriculture, and industry. He said that Padang has a lot in common with Barea Phuong Thao, which is located in the coastal region of Vietnam, with a population of about 1 million. Meanwhile, chairman of the People's Committee of Barea Phuong Thao, Lee Kwok Tuan, said Barea Phuong Thao is an international gateway to Vietnam. According to him, he wanted the cooperation in the fields of culture and tourism with Padang. He hopes the two governments could produce an agreement that benefits for both regions. That was news from across the country over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello there, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1967. The Six-Day War begins. Israel launches surprise strikes against Egyptian airfields in response to the mobilization of Egyptian forces on the Israeli border. The Six-Day War 1967 was fought between June the 5th and 10th 1967 by Israel and the neighboring states of Egypt, known at that time as the United Arab Republic, Jordan, and Syria. Relations between Israel and its neighbors had never fully normalized following the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. In the period leading up to June 1967, tensions became dangerously heightened. In reaction to the mobilization of Egyptian forces along the Israeli border in the Sinai Peninsula, Israel launched a series of preemptive airstrikes against Egyptian airfields. The Egyptians were caught by surprise and nearly the entire Egyptian air force was destroyed with few Israeli losses, giving the Israeli air superiority. Simultaneously, the Israelis launched a ground offensive into the Gaza Strip and the Sinai, which again caught the Egyptians by surprise. After some initial resistance, Egyptian leader Gamal Abdel Nasser ordered the evacuation of the Sinai. Israeli forces rushed westward in pursuit of the Egyptians, inflicted heavy losses, and conquered the Sinai. Nasser induced Syria and Jordan to begin attacks on Israel by using the initially confused situation to claim that Egypt had defeated the Israeli airstrike. Israeli counterattacks resulted in the seizure of East Jerusalem as well as the West Bank from the Jordanians, while Israel's retaliations against Syria resulted in its occupation of the Golan Heights. Over now to June the 5th, 1972, World Environment Day is established. World Environment Day is established in the UN General Assembly in 1972 to mark the opening of the Conference on the Environment in Stockholm. World Environment Day is commemorated each year on June the 5th to raise global awareness of the need to take positive environmental action. This Memorial Day provides an opportunity for everyone to become part of the global action in voicing the protection of the planet, use of natural resources, and sustainable and environmentally friendly lifestyles. Last event is from June the 5th, 2015, the 28th Southeast Asian Games starts. The 28th Southeast Asian Games was a multi-sport event held in Singapore from June the 5th to 16th, 2015. This is the fourth time Singapore organized a sporting event between countries in Southeast Asia. Overall champion of the 28th Southeast Asian Games 2015 was Thailand. Sport event mascot is a lion named Nila. He was named after blessing the name of the leader and founder of the Kingdom of Singapore, Sang Nila Utama. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Highlight of the Week. This edition is entitled Revised Election Law Adopted. After a long debate, the Revised Act on Local Elections finally passed into law in a plenary session of the House of Representatives on Thursday. There are at least 17 important points of substance in the revised law on elections, including acceleration of simultaneous elections nationwide, which previously was decided to be held in 2027 to 2024. The question of support from political parties or coalition of political parties to prospective head region substantially unchanged. Regional head candidate must get at least 20% of the total seats in the House of Representatives or 25% of the valid votes in the election. For an independent candidate who is not supported by a political party, is required to get the support of 6.5 to 10% of the voter list. This amount corresponds to the Constitutional Court's decision. The revision, which was much under the spotlight of members of Parliament, is the stipulation that required member of the House of Representatives, regional House of Representatives, members to resign if running in the election, while the incumbent is to be on leave only. These rules were given a note by Gerindra and PKS parties factions. The two still said councillors just simply to be on leave and do not have to withdraw from membership. Meanwhile, four factions, Gerindra, Demokrat, PKB, and PKS, gave notes on candidate support for political parties. Regarding the revision of local election law, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung Thursday said the government will not propose a revision to the law on local elections. According to Pramono, the government until 2019 will not file a new bill for the elections. This is in accordance with the instruction of President Joko Widodo. The revision of the election law must be permanent, not patchy, nor for short-term interest only. Well, that was highlight of the week.
Listener, here is news in brief. Religious Affairs Ministry to deliberate on the start of Ramadan. The Religious Affairs Ministry, along with several Islamic organizations, will hold a meeting to determine the start of the month of Ramadan on Sunday, June 5, 2016. Minister Anis to review the use of gadget in school. Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan claimed that he is reviewing the use of gadget in school activities. Riau is committed to be the center of Malay culture in Southeast Asia. Riau Governor Arsyad Juliandi Rahman said that he is committed to make Riau as a center of Malay culture in Southeast Asia. Vice Chairman of the Assembly hopes entrepreneurs to prioritize the domestic economy. Vice Chairman of the Consultative Assembly Osman Sabta wants the entrepreneurs to prioritize the domestic economy rather than thinking about the era of the ASEAN Economic Community. 2,663 houses damaged in June to quake. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake which rocked the western coastal area of Sumatra on Thursday destroyed 2,663 houses damaged in June 2nd quake. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake which rocked the western coastal area of Sumatra on Thursday destroyed 2,663 houses and 193 classrooms in West Sumatra and Bengkulu provinces, according to National Disaster Mitigation Agency. That was the news in brief over Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will invite you to Dato' Majene Beach in West Sulawesi. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. A vacation to the beach is a favorite of many people, especially in Indonesia, which is an archipelagic country with the longest coastline in the world and spectacular scenery. One of the fantastic natural landscape beach is Pantai Datuk Majene or Datuk Majene Beach, located in the Pangale Baurung Village, East Banggai, Majene, West Sulawesi Province. Datuk Majene Beach is located about 7 kilometers from the city of Majene and can be reached by private or rented vehicles. The road to this beach is good and smooth. Small forest scenery and gardens are parts of about 15 minutes journey from the town of Majene. Arriving in the parking lot, there are stone steps as high as 30 meters that must be traversed before reaching the shore. Datuk Majene Beach is divided into two parts, namely the fine white sandy beach and the coral beach. The existence of the rocky contour jutting into the sea adds to the charm of Datuk Majene Beach. Moreover, there is a massive rock connected to a ladder so that visitors can climb and enjoy the view from the top. Other interesting sights in Pantai Datuk Majene are chunks of rock that has holes or unique shape because the waves have slammed into it continuously for hundreds of years. Some of the massive rock are jutting into the sea. You can climb the cliff, which is about 20 meters high. From up there, you can enjoy the gorgeous scenery around Datuk Majene Beach. Below, because the seawater is crystal clear, you can enjoy the small fish that swim among the coral reefs. When the sunset comes, you should go up again to the rock to watch the sunset, because at that time, you will see incredibly beautiful scenery. In addition to the breathtaking view that you can see in Datuk Majene Beach, in August and September, there is a special event held at this beach called Sandek Race. It is the race of traditional Sandek boats of Mandar tribe. This site will certainly be presenting different experiences and sites for tourists, considering local culture shows its merit in the form of traditional boat racing. After a whole day of playing, relaxing, and enjoying the scenery in Datuk Majene, you can buy souvenirs and snacks that are mostly made of processed bananas in Majene traditional markets. You can also buy fish that has been smoked for durability in the fish auction, which is located not far from Datuk Majene Beach and Majene Traditional Market. To get to Majene, you can use the air transport through Tampa Padang Airport in Mamuju or the Sultan Hasanuddin Airport in Makassar, South Sulawesi. The distance from the town of Mamuju to Majene can be reached by land vehicles and takes about 3 hours. But from Makassar, it will take about 6 hours. So if you are on vacation and are in West Sulawesi, take time to enjoy the beauty of Datuk Majene Beach. That was Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, and even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing World Environment Day. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. June 5th is celebrated as World Environment Day, which is one of the largest global campaigns related to the environmental preservation. World Environment Day aims to inspire every person on Earth to indulge in environmental preservation. The 2016 commemoration raised the issue of illegal trade in wildlife. This theme is embodied in a slogan, "Go Wild for Life." Related to these slogans, United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, the environmental program of the United Nations, raised "No Compromise in the Fight Against Illegal Trade in Wildlife" as the main issue. Various species of wildlife are threatened to extinction caused by several things, one of which is the hunting of wildlife for trade. The illegal wildlife trade in Indonesia is still happening. It resulted in the erosion of biodiversity on Earth, especially in Indonesia, and threatening the survival of other species. Wild animals are now becoming endangered. The slogan "Go Wild for Life" invites all the inhabitants of the Earth to fight illegal trade and not tolerate the illegal trade of protected animals. If left unchecked, it would result in the extinction of various species of wildlife that exist in Indonesia. Indonesia became a mega biodiversity country with the greatest biodiversity in the world. More than 270 animal species in Indonesia are in the status of critically endangered and endangered. Of these, the mammalian class is ranked highest in the number of threatened species, which reached 91 species. Various species of birds, with the number of threatened species reached 56 species, Malacostraca 26 species, Actinopterygii or fin fish fan 19 species, cartilaginous fish 16 species, insects, anthozoa and reptiles respectively 14 species, as well as amphibians 12 species. World Environment Day commemoration is held in various regions in Indonesia. In Siak District, for example, the district governor invited public to actively participate in environmental campaigns. In addition, on Monday, June 6, 2016, Fozi Azni, the Assistant for Governance and Social Welfare, explained that Siak District Governor organized a number of activities, such as various competitions and mass mutual cooperation involving various communities. According to Fozi, Siak Regency would like to invite the public to participate in maintaining and caring for the environment by conducting mass mutual cooperation in the pedestrian area in front of the palace. Meanwhile, Shafri Lenti, Siak Assistant of Economic and Development, said Siak has been appointed by the Committee for the Implementation of the National Environment Day as a host on the National Environment Day 2016 on July 23rd next. President Joko Widodo was planned to attend the event, which will be held in the courtyard of Aseraya Al Hashimiyah Siak, Siak Sri Indrapura Palace. That was Miscellany for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged.
In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Gabriele Soma in Italy. In her email, Ms. Gabriele Soma wrote that she is a SW listener for more than 40 years. And he likes to listen to the radio and the digital signals. Hello, Ms. Gabriele Soma. Thank you for your email dated April 19, 2016. You have been very quite a long time being a shortwave listener, and I'm sure that you have heard so many shortwaves of radios around the world. So what is your favorite segment of Voice of Indonesia? Please send your reception report of our broadcast, because we want to know how our broadcast can be heard in your country, whether it is clear or any interference from another radio. And as your information, you can also listen to our radio through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or through our mobile application RRI Play from your smartphone. Well, Ms. Gabriele Soma, we are looking forward to receiving your next email. And you can also send your reception report to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. Thank you. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. And this song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Sama rindu
listener, now we will reply an email from L. Van Kriening in Netherlands. In his email, Mr. L. Van Kriening said that he is a frequent visitor of Indonesia and he is interested in Indonesian news and culture. Hello, Mr. L. Van Kriening. Thank you for your email dated February 11, 2016. And we are really glad because you are interested in Indonesian news and also culture. As you know that Indonesia has so many various arts and cultures, as well as regional languages, because Indonesia is an archipelago country. Every day, our radio presents an interesting segment called Indonesian Wonder, which tells about how beautiful and rich our country is on arts and culture. And if you visit Indonesia again, please stop by at our office, because for us listeners, visit is an honor. Well, Mr. L. Van Kriening, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. And as your information, if you want to send your reception report, you can send to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. Okay, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song. are still with us, listeners. Mailbag broadcast every Sunday, and now we continue to reply a comment from Chang Pak Ning from Binjai, North Sumatra, Indonesia. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kHz at 1000 hours to 1100 hours UTC on February 14, 2016, and the SINPO was 43333. Hello, Mr. Chang Pak Ning. Apa kabar? How are you? Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really glad because your reception report is very detailed. As your request, we will send our QSL card to your address, and we hope that you are always tuned in our radio. And please give your criticism and also suggestion for the improvement of our radio. Well, Mr. Chang Pak Ning, you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. We are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception reports. Thank you. Well, listener, who are still listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for our listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, at Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yang
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.